The best of North State now.
Welcome to our nighttime show here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is Linda Bott, and welcome to North State Now. Thank you, Jared, Mr. Music Producer behind the glass.
You are welcome.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing great.
Good. So I was like, I'm hearing the song. He was like, okay. And he picked another song, which we'll do later. But I just thought that was so cool because that's when your ears are fresh, when you can hear somebody just hum like two or three. Okay, and I said, he's Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Listening, I've been watching some really wonderful documentaries lately, and it's just totally, the music turns me on. So thank you for that. Jared.
You are welcome here again.
I'm just pay attention, folks. Welcome to our show again. I'm very excited here. I've got a full house with some wonderful women, and of course, we love the power of women and just the beautiful nature of coming together and knowing these ladies in the past of other positions that they've held. I've come to have great respect and admiration for each one that's here tonight at the table here on KCNR, at KCNR. We're live here right on Market Street with our window open and wonderful things happening in the downtown area. And we're here to talk about Make Moms Day. With me tonight from KIXE is Tara Ferris. Good night or good evening or hello and welcome.
Hello.
Yes. Also wonderful, extraordinary dancer and a singer and producer and director and all those wonderful things. We'll get into that a little bit. You're here to talk about the nonprofit Dream from KIXC as well as Bethany Rao. Hi.
Hello.
We need the applause button.
Hello.
Do you have an applause button yet? Yes. And also from the Shasta Library Foundation, Erica Jones.
Hello, happy to be here.
I get on that green mic.
Am I too far away?
Yeah. So how are you, Erica?
I'm so thankful to be here. Let me tell you, I grew up going to the Republican Tea Parties listening to you sing.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So I feel like I am the presence of an icon. Is that? Am I allowed to say that? I'm a little starstruck.
You're allowed
Let's
to
say
it because it's true.
That is too awesome. I don't know. Is it a good thing or it's such a weird thing right now? I didn't want to go there.
It's so funny.
But anyway, so Erica, Shasta Library Foundation, Carl and I have followed it when you've done the Taste of Brazil, the Taste of, the Taste of Thailand, we've been very involved in the Shasta Library Foundation that way. So you guys have all come together in this event, of course, Make Moms Day. So let's start off, Bethany.
Yes.
You're the one that reached out to me and said, please, can we get together and talk about this? And I said, come on my show on the first Thursday of the month. So let's start with you and find out how you paired, how everything is working together in this synchronistic moment.
Oh, we're super excited. So Tara and I just started at KIXC back in November, December time frame. Thank you. We're excited.
We love the KIXC and we love the whole public
broadcasting. Yes. Yes, one and the same.
We've done several auctions with them. We get called every year.
That'll be our next. That'll be the next. In a couple of months.
That'll be next.
We'll come back for that.
That'll be next. So, yes, we were put in charge of not only the auction, but other fundraising events. And so Tara and I were like, okay, the big C word's a thing. Am I allowed to say it on air? I don't know. And we trying to think outside the box, something creative that we can do. And we thought of doing like a cooking show where you can buy the box with all the ingredients, kind of like a HelloFresh type thing. And then we knew the Library Foundation had done these charcuterie boxes. And so we reached out to Jen Snyder just to kind of pick her brain. And I was like, wouldn't it be cool if like we did like a dinner, dessert, appetizer type thing? And it's kind of flourished into this Make Moms Day event that we're doing that we are so excited about.
All right. So, Tara, let's hear what did you bring to the table here as far as this idea? And let's talk about when you say Make Mom's Day, let's talk about the date. Let's talk about what we're looking into here.
So this is going to be really great because of COVID and because not everybody's getting vaccines right away. We wanted to do something that was going to respect how everybody is feeling about COVID.
Intermingling.
Exactly. Yes. And Mother's Day is all about, you know, being a mom,
celebrating
her and letting her kick up her feet and like take a weekend or a week or a month, whatever she needs. So this box is really great. We get to partner with another incredible nonprofit. And what I love about that is that in this kind of day and age, we're all kind of fighting for our own money. And the fact that both of us can come together and do a fundraiser for both KXC and for the Shasta Library Foundation is just really magical. So this box is going to be great. You're going to get all the things you need for an appetizer, which I'll let Erica talk about. And then our dinner is going to be this really delicious chicken Alfredo. You're going to learn how to make pasta from scratch with Che from Moonstone Bistro. Everything you need to just like really impress mom. We have some local wine from Churn Creek Cellars. They made a custom bottle of Tempranillo for us that we put our own label on.
Mm.
And we've got dessert. It's going to be pretty great. So this is happening over May 7th through the 9th. That's when we will have the bags done. And you'll be able to pick them up on the 7th and the 8th. The cooking show that we are making for this special event will be airing two times on May 8th, 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock on Channel 9, your local PBS station, and then again on Sunday at 5 p.m. And then the bags are going to go on sale March
22nd
through April 30th.
Through April 30th.
So you'll have a month to be able to pre-order.
So let's talk a little bit about the bags in a minute, but let's before we take a break, because we've got you here for till the 6:30. Let's go into Erica and talk about a little bit about the Shasta Library Foundation and what happened with you. So here's two dynamos that come. Do they call you and say, "Hey, we want to partner with Shasta Library"? I mean, because I don't think that this is really interesting.
That's the real story here. The collaboration is the real story. I mean, the box is amazing. Making Mom's Day is amazing. But the beautiful thing is the two nonprofits coming together and say, together, we're actually better. Together, we get to meet more need in the community than we would separate. And I think that hopefully it can be a ripple effect to show other people that actually when creative people come together who are like-minded and just committed to the purpose that they want to stand for, you can accomplish anything. And it can look really cool. And it can actually be helpful in bringing connection, which is the ultimate goal of this bag, right? Because we can go out and we can make food, but if we can sit down and make a purpose to connect with mom,
right,
and actually bring each other closer together, do something really special, everything about this bag will be tailored to bring connection to mom, your relationship with mom. So I think that's the most exciting part for me and really what the library and KAXC do in the community. They are connecting cornerstones. If you think about how important literacy is, how important educational programs are, they do is serve to connect us better.
So. That's really interesting because I think of what's going on with the Shasta Library and the fact that you are the Burney Library. And let's just talk we take a break really fast about you guys in the Shasta County, but you serve branches that we don't really know about. How many people you actually serve through the Library Foundation? And that would be?
Okay, so the Library Foundation is a fundraising arm. That is our sole purpose. We actually don't serve any programs. We're the money raising entity, and our sole goal is to have a completely funded library. So when I think about what motivates me, I care about our library. Even more, I care about meeting a need in our community. And having a fully funded endowment for our library means we get to have all the cool things all the cool things that we would expect from a community library. If you think about like Salem or other big cities that have big, huge foundations that support their library. We're talking about virtual reality machines for children to come inside and walk through an artery of a heart. We're talking about bookmobiles who can actually go into the community. We're talking about added increased safety measures. We're talking about more aesthetically pleasing areas to sit. The opportunities are endless, and we can get there if we have a fully funded library, and that comes through our endowment. So, and it's, you know, you get paid out by the endowment just increases over time. So it multiplies, your efforts get multiplied over time. So that is really what the library does. So over time, we'll have branches come to us and say, we have a need. Can you fulfill this need? And the board will say, yes, we want to fund this children's park, this children's garden, which we did. Or, yes, we want to give you a 3D printer. We're going to take from the endowment, and we're going to go ahead and fund your 3D printer. Oh, you need another staff member to do inventory. Inventory is super important. Yes, we want to go ahead and do that. So we serve immediate needs, but we really, our function is to get to a fully funded endowment for our community.
That's fantastic. I love the passion for all of you. We're going to take a break here. We're coming back. We're going to tell you more about this special event that's happening where you can make Moms a Day, where you can help sponsor some bags. We'll hear more about the bags.
Yes.
And, of course, Che up at Moonstone is going to be showing us how to cook pasta and all the other good stuff. But we want to get down to the nuts and bolts about what we need to do, how we show up and where, because all this other stuff is great trimmings, but we need to know where do we go, what do we do, and how do we show up, and how much it costs, and what we have to do in order to make this thing, to make a dent. So we'll be right back with more of that information here. This is Linda Bott. You're listening to North State Now. The first Thursday of every month is moi, KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, downtown Reading. We'll be right back after these messages.
They don't know I'm alone in the dark.
can't be winning them with your face in the crowd. You can't be winning them with your face in the crowd. Water from a fountain when my fields are needing plowed, and I go out on a spree and I climb the highest tree. You can't be living with your head in the clouds. You can't be living with your head in the clouds. You can't be living with your head in the clouds. You can't be living with your head in the clouds. You can't be living with your head in the clouds.
Hey, welcome to North State Now with Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this evening. You're here tonight with Pat and Pam Karch. Hey, Pam.
Good evening.
Good evening. Pull that down a little bit so we can hear you. And behind the controls tonight is Jared. Hey, Jared, what's going on, man?
Not much. Good evening.
Yeah, good evening to you. And we were listening to a cut there, just a beautiful song entitled Head in the Clouds. While Linda's on assignment, I asked her if we could preview some local musicians. So we're going to play some cuts of local musicians that have created some original music. And talk a little bit about them and perhaps even get them in the studio. If we're lucky, we can drag them in here at some point in the show.
I did leave the front door unlocked, so they should be able to get in.
Sounds good. Martha, we're going to give you a little history that we know about them before they get here, because Pam, you knew probably Martha's family long before I did. They were from where?
Cottonwood.
Cottonwood, eh? Awesome. Yeah, and there was a bunch of them, as I recall. Yeah, a bunch of girls and stuff. Yeah.
All very musical.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Sure.
All fiddle players. Yeah. So joining us in the studio now is Martha and Morgan Hannaford. They're getting their headsets on. We just actually pulled those mics down, you guys. We just played a cut from your latest album, Head in the Clouds, the entire cut.
Wow. Thank
you.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Yeah, so.
It was very relaxing, considering that I wasn't relaxed before I heard it.
Yeah, it was a good cut. And so we wanted to spend a little time talking about you guys individually, because these two have not, for if you're listening, remember you're tuned into KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. And if you want to call in and talk to the artists that are here tonight, remember it's 605-4567. And we're streaming live, too, at KCNR1460.com. And so if you want to go into there's a chat room there. In fact, I'm going to pull that up on my phone while we're talking. But we want to get back to you guys and talk about how you guys got started in music. So Lynn is a custom. First, I want to say hello, Martha. It's glad you're here.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, thanks for inviting us.
You bet. Morgan, it's a pleasure to have you here. And want to start with you, Martha. And tell us how you got into music and all that kind of stuff.
Boy, it's been a generational thing. Started actually learning to play the fiddle on my great-grandfather's violin, which was an old Sears and Roebuck from the 1920s.
I think it was ordered through the catalog?
Yeah.
Really?
And
maybe, yeah.
And actually on the album, we featured my great-grandfather's banjolin on one of the songs that you actually got to participate on by playing accordion tracks on that.
You promised me you wouldn't say that public. Yeah. No, she didn't say I play accordion. That was a mistake. She said something. No, just kidding.
Anyway, back to
Wait. Before you go on, I got to tell you, we got to talk to you about this track. So, they want me to play accordion, and what they send me is a drum track and a vocal. So
it was evolving.
It was evolving, but yeah, I didn't know what key it was in, so I felt at liberty to set the key, and it sounded like it was a minor song. Did it? Was it going to be minor?
Yeah, okay, yeah, we had the minor feel for it. Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, I didn't take it too far astray, anyhow. Go ahead, continue, please.
So I grew up in a family of three girls, and we had lots of music in our family, and my grandmother played piano, my mother played piano, and joined the Old Time Fiddlers Association back in the day, and grew up fiddling and playing music all over the place, and it's been a really, really fun adventure. And especially with my husband, Morgan, we have our duo, Honeybee, as we're talking about today. And it showcases a whole bunch of different styles of music that we love. And you want to say something about that, Morgan?
Oh, well, Pat's question about music. I've been playing music my whole life. My father was a drummer in rock bands in the 60s, and so music was always encouraged at my house. Woodwinds and bands. I played saxophone in junior high school band and elementary school band. And then
where was that at?
In Napa, California, at the local public school. So had a very healthy music programs. And then once high school hit and I learned to play guitar, it was all over from there. It started little garage rock bands, and there you go.
Right on. Yeah. That's cool. Well, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to mention on that, it was fun. We saw one of his yearbooks, and I was like, who's that rock and roll guitar player? Back when they played for the school dances. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So he played for school dances, and... Yeah,
that's cool. Well, okay, let's get into the album that we just played the cover cut, and I hope that was okay to start with that. When you wrote that particular, well, also I want to talk just a little bit about how you defaced that sign in the national park. if you guys
only digitally,
yeah. Oh, you know what? And also we want to just get the word out there that. We're going to offer, if you call in tonight to our number 605-4567, there will be a free Head in the Clouds CD waiting for you at KCNR Studio on 1326 Market Street. So at 605-4567, get a free CD if you call in. Jared will pick up the phone on that, and we'll have it waiting for you. Anyhow, the Head in the Clouds, whose idea was that come up with the title?
I think what we were looking at is writing a song that had kind of a bit of a different progression. You know, we both play a lot of folk music and Americana and country and rock, and we really love old jazz tunes, from 20s and 30s especially, and we were really trying to capture sort of a jazz vibe on that song. You know, we like Brazilian jazz and kind of old time jazz, so we came up with a progression on the tune, and then I think just the whole notion that we're going to write a jazz song sort of I think led to the idea of Head in the Clouds. You know, you're being very lofty in your choice to write a jazz tune. And
right on. Well, we got about 1 minute left before we have to take a break, and that's how it is on radio. Got to pay the bills. Pam, do you want to just tell us what – I want to know a little bit about what you thought of Martha and her sisters and their youth, too.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I mean, all the energy and all the positive vibes they had as a – just – it's so cute. I'm sorry. They were really cute. I mean, the music itself, they were excellent musicians.
You're still cute. Yeah, you're still cute.
Well, excellent musicians.
No, I strive to be cute.
The cute factor – the cute factor every time her and her sisters were playing was – overwhelming. Yeah. So that just get that out there on the table and from there.
When we come back,
but after that, they were great musicians.
Right. And then when we come back, let's talk a little bit about what we did at the Civic at 4th of July, okay? So you're listening to North State Now with Linda Bott, Pat and Pam covering for her tonight, 96.5 FM, KCNR Radio. See you on the other side.
From the cypress swamps and bogs to the Tupelo Slough, where the river twists and folds to the muddy bayou. Story has been told to the young and from the old. The devil's 'cause dawn is coming after you.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Okay, welcome to North State Now. We're back again. What you hear in the background is from their Head in the Clouds album. What is the name of this cut, you guys?
This one's called Run Free, and it's a third cut on the
right on. Beautiful. Bring it up for a second, Jared.
Here with my human pride. Sky is ashen, turned to gray. What you gonna do when you come this far to see it gone from me? Where you gonna go when you cross that bar? Follow me. Drop the bridle and let the horse run free.
Yeah, it's a beautiful cut. What's the instrumentation on that particular piece?
Well, that tune started out as a guitar riff. I was wanting to write a song that did the 4-4 minor chord progression, which you hear easily there. It's kind of a classic chord progression from the 50s and 60s. Anyway, so it started out with kind of a chord riff that I sort of accidentally came up with on the acoustic guitar. But on that track is actually a 1963 Silvertone, one of the cheapest guitars you could buy.
My brother had one of those. It came in a case that had a little amp in it.
Yeah. It's a similar. It's actually has a wonderful tone. I think that guitar was made in the same factory they made Gibson Archtops in.
Oh, my gosh.
So it was kind of a bunch of sharing of resources then. But it has a really cool, unique tone. And all the electric guitar on this album is that guitar.
That's beautiful. You know, I just am flashing on the fact that although we're here together right now, and I'm trying to remember if the four of us have actually played together at one time. Maybe, did you have a party after your wedding, or what was that when you guys got married?
Yeah, we had a house party, kind of a wedding celebration, also moving into our house. The song Run Free, we wrote the song, the skeleton of it, before the car fire. And then, of course, the car fire took out our house in Igo in 2018, August.
Right.
And anyway, the lyrics basically kind of were assembled after the car fire, and then, of course, the big snowstorm we had in Reading.
Oh, Snowmageddon, yeah.
Yeah, with that song.
Yeah, we finished the lyrics after the fire. We had started the lyrics pre-fire, and then couple of the lines in there are very significant to us.
Mm-hmm. Which ones?
The ash falling, the gray sky.
Oh, yeah. And my horse was lost in and had to be rescued and was rescued. And so we kind of think of this song as like when life moves along without our consent and our paths without any warning, you know, you just do the very best you can, and sometimes you have to go and just
right on.
Live in faith that everything's going to work out.
Well, wait, I wanted to mention, so I guess we probably at the home at your house probably didn't all four of us play it together.
Yes,
Did we? Oh, okay.
Yeah, we did.
That was the house that we purchased after.
Yep.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, we did. But there was a time before you were on the scene, Morgan, that Pam and Martha played at the Civic Auditorium for 4th of July.
Oh.
Yeah, and that was backing up Chris McCandless. You remember that?
Local musician.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I always remember the post that we put. We had Martha had that clear acrylic. Was it a clear acrylic violin or something like that? It was.
Oh yes, it was. I think a Fender electric
violin
I played that night.
Yeah, and we had a great shot of you, and I posted, here is Martha with 10,000 of her friends.
And I think that got quite a fun response. I think that's a mock-up photo, but no, it was live.
It was live.
Yeah, that was fun.
Do you have a phone number for the folks if anybody's trying to call in? We're having a little bit of difficulty, so we're going to give you one other phone number that you might be able to try here.
Jared, can you give us an alternate
phone? 605-4567, or if that doesn't work, 4566.
Yeah, 605-4567 or 66 if that first one doesn't work and you're calling in, you can get score some CDs. Not just, you gave us four CDs total, two of the album that we're talking about, and also two of another album. Which I don't know anything.
Excellent.
I've listened to it, but I don't know anything about how that came about. So what's the deal on that one?
Well, in addition to our Honeybee duo that Martha and I work on together, which we also have people who play along with us at times if we want to go trio or quartet, we have a drummer and a bass player who will join us. But the drummer that was actually featured on this last track, Run Free, Scott Chuchi, He is also in a band with us called Cross the Grain, and that's Carl Anberg is a guitar player and songwriter, has been playing around the Reading area for a couple decades. And this Across the Grain band is essentially a acoustic band that showcases his original song.
Right on. Maybe while we're chatting here, Jared, if you can find what would be a good cut from that Across the Grain album that we'd want to showcase tonight.
I haven't looked up from Across the
Alamo.
Grain yet.
Yeah.
Alamo.
Oh, wait. Well.
Yeah, it's in that same folder. Should be.
Very historical.
We got
sound.
Too Much, Wishbone, It Takes Two, and Clear Blue Sky. Those
all
are the
right.
four.
Oh, I think they're all great.
Go pick.
Okay, if I have to
have
delete.
Have
say, I have to delete 3 of the 4 from the computer after the show. Which one can I keep? Okay. You pick it. Okay, we're going to leave it up to
you. Oh, come on. It takes 2.
Perfect.
All right. Let's hear a little bit about that so you can hear what Morgan was talking about. You can cue that up, Jared.
Home in the middle of the night, man for years isn't by her side, and she knows. She waited outside in the pouring rain, no idea, somehow she knows her name. She's played the game. Clouds pop, the sun begins to shine.
Very cool sound. Yeah, that's good. And who actually wrote that one?
Carl Amberg is the primary songwriter in that band.
Right on. And then, Martha, you were singing backups on that?
Yeah, I sing vocal harmony and play fiddle. And Mark Grant and I play off of each other a lot. He's the bassist, so he really drives it. And
what kind of a bass was he playing for that one?
Upright, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. That's one of Linda. This is her show, North State Now, is, and she's really loves upright bass. She calls it stand-up bass, and I think probably of all the bassists in our area that she likes, several, but the one that she likes the most is Bruce Kalin. And of course, we all know
Bruce. Oh, we all love Bruce.
How can you not like Bruce Kalin?
Yeah, and yep. For you people that are not musicians and don't know Bruce, Bruce spent 8 years playing for Garrison Keillor on Prairie Home Companion, which was played on National Public Radio for a long time.
That's an interview for another day.
Yeah,
next.
For sure.
Ask him about playing on the session with Chet Atkins and Jethro Burns.
Right. Awesome. We have some great musicians in here in this area, and people like Bruce and others, and the other Bruce who played with Journey, who has a studio around the corner here from KCNR, you know, studio is that where you guys recorded that? Or?
Yeah, all of these projects that we've worked on have been basically produced out of Bruce Turgan's After Hours Recorder Studio. What a great resource we have in the local community to have a professional sound engineer and someone who has quite a bit of experience writing music and touring and, you know, entertaining people with music.
Also, I'd like to say something about Bruce is that he's seen it all from back when it was through all the recording stages. So he has a lot of insight on the direction for the sound that we want to create or
right
what have
on.
You. Yeah.
We're going to have to take a break here. And then when we come back, though, we're with Honeybee. And it's the name of their group, Martha and Morgan Hannaford. And we'll remind you, you're listening to KCNR North State Now. Linda Bott. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at kcnr.1460.com.
Hard to see, like a pose in a opinion. They Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Axe throwing, Euro bungee. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. For CDC social distancing and masks recommended. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Jefferson State Adventure Hub, Crown Motors, and Redding Yamaha and Sea-Doo.
Did you know that the City of Redding has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Redding area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Redding.
On the wrong end of the wishbone, I heard it snap. Reminds me of a broken home. Nobody fought, everyone left, everyone alone. That's how you end up on the wrong end of the wishbone. You can live in a bottle down at your local bar. You might float to the top, but still you're gonna leave a scar. Yes, you are. That's how you end up on the wrong end of the wishbone. Your first drink might lead to your last toke. Methamphetamines and brother, that ain't no joke.
All right. Welcome to North State Now. You're back in here on KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Linda Bott, North State Now. I'm here tonight. Pat Karch, covering for Linda, who's on assignment. That's what we say in the radio business, you know. I think it, I don't know what she's doing, actually, but it's something good. And Pam's with me. Pam Karch. Hi, Pam.
Good evening.
Yeah. We're here with Honeybee is the name of the group, but it's actually Morgan and Martha Hannaford. And we've been playing cuts of their music and another group that they play in also. And Jared, we'll migrate back to the...
Across the Green.
No. We have, that was Across the Green. Let's get some cues up, though, from the first album, Head in the Clouds. And I want to know a little bit more about the musicians. Because you didn't use the same, like, what people don't understand is in our area, maybe I should back up a little bit, there is a pool of musicians to draw from in the North State. And so some people have a band, and then they have four people, and they play. It's just the same four people all the time. And that's great. And they're usually well-rehearsed, and they're polished and stuff. But in my world, and I think in your guys' world also, you have a core group, and then you draw on other musicians in the area to get the sound you want for a particular gig, in my case. So if somebody calls me up and they say, I want a jazz trio, then, you know, I might call Dan Kinkle and Bruce Kalin. Or if they say they want a, rock and roll quartet, then it might be Bob Kosinas, Andy Uli, and Rob Swindeman. If they want to add horns, we might get Paul and, you know, some other people like that.
Yeah, well, what's really cool about being a duo and having a very, very talented husband who plays many, many instruments, we're kind of able to kind of tailor each song to how we're hearing it by adding the flavors of the instruments that we play personally, and then also adding in some of our friends to sprinkle in some other flavors. Scott Chuchi is our regular drummer.
He's in French Gulch, right? Isn't he that where he's from?
No, he's from Reading.
Oh, is he? Yeah. He's played with Lou White a few times. But on that, what's that wooden box you sit on?
The Cajon.
The Cajon, yeah. We played some jazz gigs with Cajon.
So. Yeah, he's very talented and creative, and I think that's what we love about the Across the Grain as well, is that each one of the guys are very creative and very wonderful people, and we all have a lot of fun together, and I think that's the key factor, is that we're having fun. And
on the one cut that I played on with the accordion, I heard Joe Larson, and he did some on that.
Absolutely,
too.
Yes. I mean, you could not have an album without Joe Larson on trombone or Pat Karch on accordion.
Yeah, it's a sure way. Good, you know, that's what they welcome to heaven. Here's your harp. Welcome to hell. Here's your accordion, right?
Yeah, but how many people talk to themselves? I know I talk to myself quite a bit.
Jared, what is it called?
Talk to Myself.
Talk to Myself. Pull that up. That'll be the next one we go to.
It's the last track.
Yeah, that'll be cool. Okay, and so then, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go continue, Martha. You're saying a lot of people do.
Oh, yeah. It's a phrase that you say, I'm just talking to myself. You know, someone will be mumbling to themselves, and you're like, hey, what did you say? And they'd say, oh, no, I'm just talking to myself. You know, and I would catch myself talking to myself all the time. I'm like, okay, there's got to be a song in this.
did that have any kind of, like, hidden meaning? I honestly, up to this point, and I see your face, and I hear you telling me about it, for some reason, I thought that it had, like, some, you'd been dissed by, you know, your husband or something, you were mad, and I don't know. That's the picture I painted. Is that true or not?
I think in all of our songs, there's a lot of vague puns. We love puns.
Okay, let's bring that track up slowly here. This is good.
There are things I sometimes do. Now that I don't talk to you, I just talk to myself. I just talk to myself. There are things I sometimes do. Now that I don't talk to you, I just talk to myself. Random words I seem to hear falling only on my ears. I just talk to myself. I just talk to myself. Now it's really plain to see that it's really not meant to be. Just all by myself. Just all.
Yeah, I really had some. I was totally off base in my interpretation of what you were trying to say there. So.
Yeah,
Yeah, well, you know, there was quite, it was quite an art putting that piece together. Like you said, we sent you just rhythm and vocal tracks
well,
as we built the song.
If people think that, you know, some that you're like some send out a score, you know, and I'm and
no,
and no, no. I mean, I put the thing on, and I just played it all by ear. So
absolutely, that's how we roll.
And probably Joe Larson did the same thing, and you did on the violin as well. Right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
it's all happens in the studio. And
magic.
It's magical, yes.
Who was drumming on that one?
That was also Scott Chuchi.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that was recorded through the glass of me looking at him with my microphone on one side and him drumming on the other side, and we had quite a few little tempo changes, and it was just so much fun.
And that was at Bruce's?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. He's a good sport to go with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I have a question. You know, I haven't done, you guys may not believe this, but I have never actually recorded an album. And I've been playing, you know, since I was a kid.
Well, by himself.
Yeah.
He's been on albums,
yeah.
Full albums, but not a Pat Karch.
And I'm going with that is, and you'll probably be happy to know I don't intend to do one because I don't think I can afford it. Just tell me a little bit about what does it actually cost here in this town to come out with
rough ballpark.
Yeah, a product like that.
Yeah, I've been working on and, you know, producing and participating in albums for the last decade or so in writing, but mostly with Bruce Turgeon, but with some other engineers as well. And I would say a good rough ballpark estimate is from beginning to end, it's going to be about $500 a song.
Gosh.
And so an album that has 10 songs, you can do the math, is obviously $5,000 to $6,000. Probably about a third of the cost is the tracking. People think that, you know, the tracking, you know, going in and recording the parts is most of the work. It's actually the most fun part of the project, but mixing and mastering are the other two thirds of the project.
Right on. Yeah, I don't think any of the songs I've ever written are worth $500. So I'm probably safe to say I'm not going to record them.
Well, I would disagree. But, you know, I think that you know, investing in your art, especially you know with original music or interpretations of other music, of course. But you know, I kind of view music as an art form, and oftentimes it's water under the bridge. You know, when you perform somewhere,
yeah, totally,
it goes into the ether, and people enjoy it, and then forget or remember. But to have it documented as a moment in time, I think is really important.
Yeah, it is important. You know, I love more than anything playing live and making it up the first and last time. You know, that's for me, and just you know, I think guys feel like that too. But that's what I really like. And if you can connect with the audience, you know. And so we're going to get into that. We're about a minute away from a break here, but when we come back, I want to talk about.
I'm sorry, it's not a break. It's the end of the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry about that. We may come back in the next hour, though, right, Jared? We can preempt something and do that?
Sure. That's not my call.
Yeah, I'll call it. Let's do it. Yeah. So we'll see you on the other side.
Cherries getting to me, crop of peaches hanging on the tree. I looked and stared in the peaches.